Hey, good evening. Welcome to this episode. Welcome to the Grow a Healthy Hair with Chioma podcast. And this particular episode is growing. If you're just joining us, this particular podcast is Grow a Healthy Hair with Chioma podcast. That's the name of my podcast, and the person that you are listening to is Chioma Joyce Echuku, the person, the compere, and the person handling this particular podcast, and that's the person you're hearing her voice. Yes, so this particular episode is on natural hair tips with Chioma. That's the name of this particular episode, and this particular segment is segment 2 of this episode. So today I'm going to share a tip on how to use palm kernel oil for your natural hair. To achieve a natural hair growth, how to use palm kernel oil to take care of your hair. Very simple tip, but very, very helpful. So what you need to do is get original palm kernel oil. The palm kernel oil that I'm talking about is not the one, it's not the cold pressed. I'm talking about the traditional palm kernel oil that is mainly found here in Africa, here in West Africa. I'm a Nigerian, so here in Nigeria, the palm kernel oil that I'm talking about is made by cooking palm nuts. That's the process it undergoes, and the final product, the end product, is a dark brown oil that has this eggy smell. Some people say that the smell is offensive, but for me, I don't feel uncomfortable with the smell. Some persons feel uncomfortable. So if you're among those that feel uncomfortable with the black palm kernel oil, the traditional palm kernel oil, I think you should add drops of maybe lavender essential oil to it. So in today's episode, I want to share with you how I achieve a very clean, healthy, growing hair with palm kernel oil. So what do I do with palm kernel oil? I use palm kernel oil mostly for hot oil treatment or pre-poo. So what is hot oil treatment? Hot oil treatment is a process by which you warm your carrier oil using double boiling method. You just heat it using double boiling method, but it's not gonna be that hot, but it will be warm. Yes, you can feel the warmness when you apply it on your scalp. That's the temperature at which it is allowed to be heated using double boiler method. You can heat it up to 70 degrees centigrade, yeah, in a way that you can dip your fingers into it. That's all. So when you bring it down, you section your hair. You section your hair into let's say 6 to 8 parts, and you start massaging the already warmed oil into your scalp. You massage. This thing has a way of helping with hair growth, I'm telling you, because when your scalp is being massaged with this hot oil, you find that there is this tingling effect that you do experience when this is going on, and this tingling effect has a way of stimulating blood circulation on your scalp. That's how it works. And when blood circulation is being enhanced, there is effective hair growth. That's all. So to achieve stimulating blood circulation on your scalp, what do you do? You try out hot oil treatment, just like I've explained. Just know the amount of oil that will be enough for your hair. You know how much hair you have. just to warm the oil. You can warm it up to 70 degrees centigrade or 60 degrees centigrade and be using it to do what? Massage your scalp. After massaging, you just cover your scalp with a processing cap. You can use a nylon, waterproof. You can use a processing cap. You can use a shower cap. Cover your hair and you can steam. When you cover your hair with this, you cover it, you now put on your steaming cap and steam your hair. I'm telling you, if you do this like thrice or twice in a month, you will see a very good result. So after this, what next do you do? After this, the next thing to do is you now wash your hair with your cleansing shampoo, your mild cleansing shampoo. You don't need a harsh shampoo. So I don't know the kind of shampoo that you're using. Just get a very good mild, natural shampoo that you can use to cleanse, wash your hair and rinse it. Another thing that you can use when applying hot oil on your scalp is scalp massager. You can get a scalp massager that can, when you are applying the oil, use the scalp massager because it massages your scalp more than your fingers. So I think everyone should have, everyone on natural hair or everyone that has that is aiming at growing a healthy hair should have a scalp massager. It really helps. Use it to massage your scalp during this process. This is how I use hot oil on my hair. So I do hot oil treatment for my hair. So the next thing that I use palm kernel oil to do is pre-poo. What is pre-poo? Pre-poo is a process by which you just apply a natural oil, and ingredients like avocado, mashed pawpaw, honey, castor oil, coconut oil, palm kernel oil. You just apply them on your hair and cover with your cap. After like 45 minutes, you will now wash your hair with your shampoo. This pre-poo has a way of retaining your natural oils. After washing, you find that after washing your hair, after pre-poo, you now wash your hair, you find out that your hair will not get dried up like when you just wash your hair that using your shampoo. This pre-poo will help you keep your hair moisturized, keep your hair away from dryness. Your hair will not, because when your hair is dry, it keeps breaking, but when your hair is moisturized, you will find out that it doesn't break. So applying palm kernel oil on your hair as a pre-poo will help you retain natural oils. Your hair, the shampoos that you're using, you may not tell if it is a hard shampoo. You don't know the ingredient it contains. So this pre-poo has a way of helping us from what? From getting our natural oils stripped off by the shampoo that we use and washing our hair. So these are two ways I use palm kernel oil for my hair. I don't know how you use yours. I don't know if you hate using palm kernel oil because I have a customer, she uses our products, 5M Beauty products. She doesn't like applying coconut oil on her hair. Each time she does that, she experiences terrible dandruff. So everyone has what really actually works for them. So you need to find out the oils that works for you. Anytime I use palm kernel oil for pre-poo, I found out that after washing my hair, the coils, it activates my coils. So you need to find out what actually works for you, what really works for you. So this is what I want to share with you guys today in this episode of Natural Hair Tips on Grow a Healthy Hair with Choma podcast. So meet you on our next, I'll be looking forward to seeing you guys, talking to you guys again on our next episode. If you have any question to ask, you can use the voice message and ask your question. I'm going to answer it in our next episode. So be looking forward to our next episode and enjoy this. I hope you write down the tips and what I shared with you in this particular episode on your papers in this particular segment of Natural Hair Tips episode. So thank you very much for listening. See you on my next segment. Bye.